You almost done with that book you're reading and already thinking about what to read next? Nancy Pearl can help. Here she is with KUOW's Marcy Silman.
Nancy, as the dog days of summer wind down, we're still thinking about fiction, I think.
Well, I think sometimes when it's so beautiful out and you just want to get up and be outside, and we've had some great weather this summer, it's hard for me to think about concentrating deeply on an important book of nonfiction, although this fall we'll have lots of good ones. So the book I brought in is a novel by Jean Thompson. And Jean Thompson, for an earlier book, was one of the finalists for the National Book Award.
Oh.
But I had never read her. So I picked up this book for no particular reason and started reading it and just fell in love with the book.
It's called She Poured Out Her Heart. Is that what happens in the book?
Well, it happens on both sides of a relationship, because this is about friendship and the issues of a long-term friendship. Two very different young women meet in college, and one is kind of a free spirit and one is the kind of person who does everything that's expected of her. And rather unexpectedly, and to both their surprises, they become very good friends. And the novel follows them for the next 20 years.
Wow, that's an interesting concept for a book, especially for those of us who've had friendships that have endured for at least 20 years.
Yes, and one of the things I think that makes it work so well is that Jean Thompson has written this book from the point of view of both girls. So they take turns moving the story forward. Huh. So you really get a very full, intimate picture of each of these girls, because they're seen through the eyes of the other person as well as through their own eyes.
I also love the idea that it's a book about friendship rather than love relationship. Nothing against love relationships. Those are really great. But we read so many books, I'm not meaning the romance genre, but romances.
Right.
We're always looking for love or losing love or grieving about love or something. And sometimes long-term friendships can be just as meaningful.
Just as meaningful and just as difficult. Just as difficult to sustain, I would argue. And the relationship between Bonnie and Jane is exactly that relationship. And, you know, their differences. I mean, one of the things she says in here that I was taken by is one of them says to the other, you know, the reason that we like each other so much is that neither one of us wants to be the other person. And, you know, when you think about that in terms of your own friends, I think that puts a certain perspective on them. Now, to me, the ending was a little bit unsatisfactory. And I think that many readers felt that the ending, because it wasn't resolved, so you don't know what happens to these characters after the events of the book, that doesn't bother me so much. I think the reason I felt it was unfinished was that I wanted more. It's not a little book. I mean, it's not a huge book, but it's not any 170-page novel.
It's not insignificant. Nancy's riffling through the pages.
Through the pages. So it's 415 pages.
Yeah, that's a
big
chunk.
Book.
Yeah.
Right. But I still wanted more. I wanted more of these two women.
So the author is Jean Thompson, a finalist for a National Book Award. Are you going to go back and read that book?
I think so.
Well, this book is called She Poured Out Her Heart, and maybe you all would like the ending better than Nancy
and
did.
And I would love to hear if you did.
Nancy Pearl, thank you.
Thank you, Marcy.
Nancy Pearl speaking with Marcy Silman about the novel She Poured Out Her Heart by Jean Thompson. You can see all of Nancy's book picks at KUOW.org.